Okay, B.J. Goodson, middle linebacker from Clemson. Actually, he can play any of the all three positions. Things we like about him is he's a football player. You know, he's a tackling machine, lots of tackles. He actually has, I think he has like 5.5 sacks, a couple of interceptions, really productive player. I think he'll create some competition in the linebacker level. Running back, Paul Perkins from UCLA, all-around player. He can run it, he can catch it, he can block, and he'll play on all the core teams just like Goodson will as well. Solid football player. People say he doesn't have home run speed, but I saw him on an 82-yard touchdown against Colorado, I believe it was. Really good, solid football player. Like him a lot. Three-down player. The tight end, Gerald Adams from South Carolina, big kid, really good down the seam, can stretch the seam, can stretch the defense down the seam, better blocker right now than a receiver, but our coaches really liked him, our scouts liked him, think he has a nice upside to work in that tight end group. I'll take any questions.
Did you accomplish everything you wanted to out of this draft?
We got the best six players that we could get. We accomplished that.
Does it change anything if you're moving forward that you didn't get any offensive linemen? How do you sort of view that?
We're always trying to upgrade our roster every day.
Jerry, this is the first time, I think, in Giants history that you guys went through a draft without taking anyone. You know, if I would have told you that 3 days ago, you would have said, interesting, or...
I'm saying it now. Interesting. Yeah, I mean, we drafted the best players available for us. We have some offensive linemen. We have some defensive linemen. We'll continue to try to improve everywhere on the roster, including offensive and defensive line.
Where do you stand at running back? I mean, you have a lot of guys in that stable now.
Yeah, we stand. We have some good players in there, and there's some good competition, and we'll see where that goes.
Some have likened the running back to a poor man's Tiki Barber.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure about that. You know, we just think he's a really good football player, and we like that he's going to create some competition in the running back room. You know, that's a big key, I think, on your roster when you can create competition, and he'll help do that.
Jerry, there have been kind of these rumors floating about that Anthony Davis has been on the, you know, horizon for you guys. Is there any truth to that?
I'm not talking about anybody else's player.
Do you feel like, I know you say you're always looking to add guys. Do you feel like, do you have to need an offensive line, add an offensive lineman in your mind at some point?
We're going to continue to upgrade our roster every day, Jordan. Like I said, the first time is every day. We'll continue to try to upgrade every position, offensive line, defensive line, defensive backs, receivers, every position.
You have a lot of roster spots. What's realistic for undrafted free agents and how many guys is sort
well,
of realistic
well,
there?
We're in the room. We're working on that right now. And, you know, we don't have as many as some teams, but we got enough to, you know, try to fill the roster with different positions, and we'll do that.
It doesn't appear that any of these players have injury or character issues. And I know we talked to you the other day about how you passed on a couple in the first round. Was getting clean players, I guess, important for you, especially early on?
Well, we've always tried that. We don't go out and try to say, like, let's draft some hurt guys or some guys with some character issues. We try to get clean guys all the time. That's been ever since I've been with the New York Giants. That's nothing new.
The three positions you addressed today are positions where you seem to have volume but not necessarily all set starters. Is that a coincidence, or are you looking to add competition at those?
Yeah, we're just looking to add, Dan, we're just looking to add good players on the roster, and we thought those three players were three good players and create some competition, and we think those guys will do that.
Jay, all the guys you got in this draft were from major programs, major conferences. none of like the guy, some of the under the radar guys who've seen you get in the past, was that intentional or was that something you were talking
about? No, we tried to get the best players up there, and they could have been from Tennessee Martin or they could have been from UCLA. We just tried to get the best player available.
Okay.